Part 1, The Two Foundations. Chapter 3, Leaders Embodying the Kingdom of God. Leaders mold congregations. The leader's task is to so shape the culture and ethos of the church that it becomes a context in which the dynamic of cooperating with the Holy Spirit of God may take place. Leaders must therefore be living models of what it means to follow Jesus Christ, for only then can they shape the congregation into a dynamic expression of the kingdom of God. When Jesus Christ set about growing his church, he started with a small core team of people whom he nurtured as leaders. This nucleus of 12 was later expanded to 72 and, at Pentecost, grew to a group of 120. He adopts the same approach today, nurturing people for leadership, who then continue this work of growing his church in active partnership with him. To understand why he does this, we need to appreciate how, from the very beginning, God chose to include us as his friends and co-workers. He created our first parents, Adam and Eve, in his own image, giving them all the gifts and endowments they needed to exercise dominion over the earth on his behalf. The privilege and responsibility of this dominion were ruined by their disobedience and resulted in the corruption of human nature. It also opened the door to demonic entities who capitalize on sinful human nature to thwart the Father's master vision of men and women sharing with him in friendship and partnership as co-workers in his kingdom. We truly are engaged in a struggle against the world, the flesh, and the devil as we labor and pray that his kingdom may be restored. As a champion in the midst of this struggle, Jesus overcomes the corruption of sin and the schemes of Satan. He restores the original vision. When we are born again, we become a new creation, and we enter the renewed reality of the kingdom of God. Here the privileges and responsibilities of dominion are restored, and we are called once again into dynamic cooperation with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.